friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time. Here's the deal. There are 13 games to go.
Okay.
Six of them for the Guardians against the Detroit Tigers.
Detroit baseball.
Right now, the Guardians and Texas Rangers.
By the way, that used to aggravate me when you go up to Detroit. I could just say Detroit.
Right now, the Guardians and the Texas Rangers are three games behind the Houston Astros for the third and final wild card spot. Is it likely? No. Is it possible? You bet it is. Without question, it's possible. 13 games to go, you're three games back. Let's see what happens here. The Guardians in September, Andy, needed to play good baseball, right? In September, yes. They went 10-4. They just finished that stretch where they had 17 games in 17 days. Did they not? They went 12-5. That's pretty good. And tonight, Joey Cantillo goes up against Casey Mize in Detroit.
Okay.
And Cantillo's looked really good. Cantillo looks like a guy who I think is in the rotation next year. The one thing I wonder about, who are the position players on this team this year who you think we're going to see next year? And, you know, right off the top of anybody's head, I know what the answer is. Well, Jose Ramirez and Stephen Kwan and Kyle Manzardo. Nobody thinks of anybody else.
Not necessarily true.
Okay. This organization does not usually have wholesale changes. They don't turn things over in a big way. And that's why I agree with you, not necessarily true. Because I think there are other guys on this team who I think we're going to see next year. And I think we should see next year. But that said, 13 position players, I'm fine with half of them returning.
I'm filling out my lineup.
That means six and a half.
I think the infield could be pretty easy to figure out.
Okay. Figure it out.
I think you're going to go.
Would you agree that Jose?
Okay.
Kwan.
Okay.
I wouldn't sleep on the notion that Kwan gets traded this winter. I just wouldn't sleep on that. So
okay.
I
would trade him at the trade deadline because he plays so well in the first half of the season.
I don't think I want him to be traded, but I also would. I would love to see more power in the corner, you know, in left field.
Okay,
it's a power spot.
All right,
and then Kyle Manzardo.
Okay,
there are three other guys who I think I really want to have back on this team next year because I think their upside screams. Bring them back for next year and make sure that they're playing every day.
Okay.
Brian Rocchio.
I have Rocchio playing short next year.
I would think Rocchio is your shortstop next year they think Bazana's ready to go.
I have Bazana at second base.
Rocchio is swinging a pretty good bat.
Okay.
His glove is terrific. He made a play the other day that was just awesome to end the game against the White Sox on Sunday.
Yep.
And save the game.
Okay.
Unbelievable play at second.
Yep.
I think he can do the same thing at shortstop.
Okay.
So Rocchio's one of them.
Yep.
Bo Naylor behind the plate.
I got Bo Naylor behind the plate too.
Bo's bat isn't what we want it to be yet. His catching, probably not what we want it to be yet.
Okay.
But I think he's a prospect that is worth developing and continuing to develop.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he should be your starting catcher next year. And I think he will be. And I think if they don't bring back Austin Hedges yet again, and I could understand if they don't, I could see Austin Hedges being a catching instructor in the system.
Okay.
He's really good behind the plate.
Yeah.
I could also see him going to another team and being, you know, the second string catcher, but Austin can't hit. That's a problem. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's a problem. But I think, keep going. Who do you have at first base?
Kyler Manzardo.
Okay, I'm Manzardo first base. But I only
have six guys that I'm locked into for next year.
Well, then we were on the same.
There's one page. More guy.
Oh, you have somebody else locked in?
Yeah.
Seven?
Well, I gave you five.
Oh, I have.
Thanks for keeping score.
Wait a second. Ramirez at third, we said. Did you have Rocchio at short?
Yep. Okay, I didn't even put him in a position. I just have these guys back.
Okay, I got Pizana at second.
Well,
I've got
Manzardo at first. Is Pizana ready? That's a question.
He's going to be ready. He's the first overall pick, and I'm watching all these other guys that got drafted after him in the league. He'll be ready next year. Otherwise, they've failed. Or he's hurt. Kwan is the other guy ahead.
Yeah.
So that leaves you three places to get some power going.
Manzardo.
Okay.
Is at first base.
Okay.
And I just mentioned Bo Naylor. That's five.
Yeah.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Dano, your thoughts on this? Too. I think Angel Martinez looks like a keeper. And he might be your keeper in center field. He's come up. He's driven in some runs. He's got a little bit of pop. He's only 23. Looks pretty good in center for a guy who's been an infielder most of his life. And I think Angel Martinez deserves a spot on this team next year and probably starting. Now, that said, you drafted a lot of outfielders. You have Chase DeLauder, who, if he's ever healthy, could play center field for you. But I think Martinez looks like a keeper. What do you think, Dano?
Are we operating under the concept that they're not going to spend a whole bunch of money in the offseason?
Well, of course.
He's okay. In.
Are we going to operate under the concept that they may spend some money in the offseason to improve this roster?
No, we already said a little bit of money. Not a whole lot.
Okay. A little bit of money.
Then Angel Martinez is probably sitting in center field.
That's what I think, too.
I'm just saying that you have.
But should he be?
No, to me, he's on the bench. I use him for speed.
Is he a utility
on the bench,
guy?
Right there.
Utility guy on the bench. Because I got to go externally and find somebody to help this roster. This pitching staff is too good. It's time.
Could DeLauder be your center fielder? He's played center.
I mean, can you tell me he's going to be healthy for 50 games?
Nope.
You have your answer. Until that guy can be healthy for more than half a season. That's such a low bar, it's ridiculous. They have got to find externally someone who can get some oomph into this lineup. Because it's certainly not internally at this point.
You know who that man is?
Tell me, Andy.
Kyle Schwarber.
Oh, come on.
I'd be okay with it.
Well, of course you're not against it. You got $300 million sitting around?
You think he's getting $300 million?
Yep.
You really think so?
Yep. Damn. What do you think, Dana?
He's getting paid. He can't really play a position, though. That's the only thing. You really don't want him at first base, and you really don't want him in the outfield.
He's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, I bet the Phillies pony up.
Now, is there anybody else who you think you're locked into for next year on this team? Because
position players. We're not talking about pitchers.
Oh, right? Pitching, yeah. There's just a lot of guys you want back. So.
Yeah.
So, if I had six guys, that means I'm not going to be heartbroken if they move on from these players. Gabe Arias, Daniel Schneeman, Nolan Jones, Austin Hedges, David Fry, Junkenzie Noel, Lane Thomas. I wonder about C.J. Cephas. I think C.J. needs to show more. Will Wilson, Jonathan Rodriguez, George Valera, Will Brennan. I honestly think any of those guys, if they're not back, I would understand why. Because you're trying to upgrade things. I think Gabe Arias has a chance to be back here as an all-around utility guy. But see, here's the problem. Gabe Arias is a utility guy, in my estimation. I don't think he's an everyday player. At least not yet. I don't think Daniel Schneeman is an everyday player. But that means you could still get him 400 at bats. But there's two utility guys. Dan thinks Martinez is a utility guy. I think he might start in center field next year. So that's three utility guys. I mean, I'm tired of seeing all the platooning. I'm tired of seeing guys playing against righty, lefty, you know, three games a week. You need guys who you want to put out there for 150 games. And that's why I think they're not going to – it's why I hope they're not locked into just, you know, everybody who's here. Like last year, what'd they bring back in right field? Everybody. Here's Will Brennan. Here's John Kenzie Noel. Let's give Nolan Jones a chance. And I love Nolan Jones getting a chance. Can he figure it out next year? Maybe. If so, bring him back and bring him an invite to spring training. But, boy, you got to hit better than you've hit this year.
CJ Kafis back next year, right?
I would think so. But where are you going to play him?
I'll find a spot.
It's first base or the outfield.
Well, I have right field open. So, but I need a bat. What? Cooper Engel, probably your other catcher.
I would think it's probably that time, except for one thing. Austin Hedges is so good with the pitching staff, and they love him. They love that guy, and I see why. He's terrific.
Yeah, but
he just can't hit.
Don't you think there's some pressure coming up to want to bring up a fourth round pick?
In Engel?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Hedges is hitting 147, but they love him. Paul Hoynes is on his way to Detroit.
Lavalette's like 2 years away, you think? Another year away?
Not necessarily. Maybe he's this year. Next year's Nick Kurtz.
Okay, I'll take it.
Me too. Guardians didn't. They took Bizzana.
And what about Ralphie Velasquez?
He's a year or two away.
Yeah.
He's in AA right now.
Yeah.
Was. Although Hoynes, he's on his way to Detroit. He's going to cover the big series. Can it be done? Can the Guardians get the wild card spot? Is it a possibility? Hoynes will give us his thoughts next on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.